Several grassroots efforts are underway to connect people in central Indiana with their waterways. One of these is near the White River in Indianapolis's Riverside community. Partners Groundwork Indy and Friends of the White River aim to build community trust by having youth from Riverside lead floats through the neighborhood. WFII's Taylor Bennett spoke with Groundwork Indy's Phyllis Boyd about the efforts to connect urban Indy neighborhoods with neighboring waterways.
There is a new initiative underway at one of Indy's most historic parks. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. We've been working on engaging youth in the community with the White River as a part of the citywide initiative called Reconnecting to Our Waterways. The White River, as you know, forms one of the boundaries in Riverside Regional Park. It's a key feature of the park, or it could be, but at this time, it has not been fully connected with by the community. Just the physical makeup of the area in terms of the levee and everything, it really actually kind of separates the river from the community. And we've been working with the Friends of White River to have these community floats that really get people connected to the water by putting them on the water in the Friends of White River rafts. And so our youth have been getting trained in assisting with the floats, running the helm, steering the rafts, and helping people in and out of the rafts, and really just becoming part of the team to help people experience the river on a first-hand basis.
Now, will these rafts be a permanent fixture at the park?
Hopefully someday. We've still got a lot of work to do as a region in terms of cleaning up the White River, but the goal is that eventually people will be able to experience the river as an amenity that they can actually touch and feel. Right now, it's not really possible to do that on an extensive basis. We don't have programming or the structures in place to really get people out on the water every day. But hopefully the goal is that the White River and other waterways in the area become real recreation amenities.
You know, the White River is a great resource, and the same can be said for parks. Do you think that both are underutilized?
Definitely, most definitely. We have a lot of work to do just as a city in terms of getting our parks and open spaces and waterways really ready for folks to take full advantage of them as key parts, you know, in a full life.
Why the efforts to engage more youth in this initiative?
There's a couple reasons. One is the youth are our future for our city, right? And they're the ones that will be inheriting our legacy of what we do and how we manage our public spaces. And so engaging them in those spaces and helping them understand their potential is a key piece of creating that next generation of environmental leadership and civic engagement, and also advocacy for those spaces.
What are some other things that you're working on?
So our to-do list from the Northwest Area Community is pretty long. We work on initiatives that help to increase food access, and so we have several areas that we support the production of foods, and we have gardens. We also support community gardens in the area. We help lead various neighborhood cleanups to deal with just general litter, but also a big issue in the area is chronic dumping, which is not done by neighborhood residents. It's actually done by folks and contractors coming in from outside, taking advantage of the fact that there's a lot of vacant property with a little oversight, and they'd rather avoid paying the legal fees of dumping and would rather come into this community and leave their trash.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's WFII's Taylor Bennett speaking with Groundwork Indy Executive Director Phyllis Boyd. More of these initiatives and grassroots efforts will be on display this month at the 2018 Roe Port Celebration.